Hello?
Hello there. Good evening. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Research. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you or anybody in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yeah.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Are you most definitely going to vote? Probably. Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
85.
Okay, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody in the nation, may I ask, what is your race?
White.
Thank you. Next question. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
More of an independent.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which the direction of the country is headed?
Your last one.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 of how important of an issue it is for you to have them be focused on, okay? A 10 means that it's very important, and a 0 means that it's not important at all to you. And you can use any number in between. The first issue is lowering rent from 0 to 10.
Lowering what?
Lowering rent.
5.
Thank you, a 5. Next issue, raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
0.
Thank you. Next, protecting abortion rights.
0.
Thank you. Next, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
That would be a 10.
Thank you. Next, cracking down on illegal drugs.
10.
Next, improving K-12 education.
10.
Next, funding for mental health services.
Well, let's go to 8 with that.
Thank you. And the last one here, protecting democracy and our voting rights.
10.
Thank you, sir. Let's move on. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you don't particularly feel either warm or cold, and you may use any number in between. The first entity would be Democrats in Congress.
What was the question again?
So they want you to rate from 0 to 100, a 100 where a 100 means that you rate.
The question, yes. I understand that part.
Okay.
I didn't understand what you said. Something about something in Congress. So.
Democrats in Congress. How do you feel about them?
25,
thank you. Next, Joe Biden.
10.
Thank you. Next, J.D. Vance.
75.
Thank you. Next, Kamala Harris.
10.
Thank you. Next, Donald Trump.
80.
Thank you. Next, we have Republicans in Congress.
70.
Thank you. Next, we have Lori Chavez Dreamer. You also have that choice that you have never heard of that person, okay?
That's all that.
Okay, next one will be Janelle Bynum.
Fast.
Next, Ron Whitten.
I have to pass again.
And the last one will be MAGA Republicans.
I don't know. Pass, I guess.
Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Okay, thank you. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez, the Dreamer?
Probably Republican.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance at all.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Is that a somewhat or strongly?
I don't think he does a good job at all.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez, the Dreamer, is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I'm not aware of it. I don't know her, and I don't know what. I don't really keep up with that kind of stuff. Yeah.